Crystal meth, or ice as it's known, has become one of the biggest drug problems in Australia, and not just in the cities. The problem has gripped regional and remote areas just as hard. That's how the Australian Crime Commission yesterday summed up the reach of crystal meth, or ice, in its first national report on the drug. It found more than 1 million Australians have tried the highly addictive substance, and it blamed ice for an increase in violent crimes. Even the remote outback city of Broken Hill in the far west of New South Wales can't escape it, as Lindy Kerin reports.
Of all illicit drugs, the Crime Commission says ice poses the biggest risk to the Australian community, and it says the highly addictive and destructive drug is spreading rapidly. Jalal Razi is a criminal lawyer in Broken Hill, and he says ice-related crime is on the rise.
Different types of assaults where serious injuries of different kinds are committed against people, occasionally different types of property offences, where people might be seeking to acquire certain amounts of money or things to support their addiction.
Jalal Razi says the severity of crimes has also increased.
When ice is a factor in criminal behaviour, the crimes that are committed, particularly violent crimes, tend to be much more senseless, much more irrational and much more brutal.
Superintendent Murray Reynolds is the Barrier Local Area Commander. He covers a massive area that includes Broken Hill, Wilcannia and Menindee in the far west of New South Wales.
The ravaging effect that it has on people and families and communities, that's why it becomes a problem. These people that use ice, they're dancing with the devil and they're taking risks. They can, potentially, after using ice, not be the same person that they were before they commenced to use it.
The Crime Commission report found that outlaw motorcycle gangs in Mildura, Victoria, had set up a large trafficking operation and was deliberately targeting young people to distribute ice. Superintendent Reynolds says bikies tried to set up a similar system in Broken Hill.
They tried to set up camp, but we got on the front foot with them and put them out of business. What we find is that they're small-time dealers that may get it from outside of Broken Hill and bring it up, and they may have a small network of people that they sell to on a semi-regular basis.
The police here in Broken Hill have had several recent crackdowns on ice dealers, but some in the community, like Jalal Razi, say the problem won't go away until there are treatment services.
The closest rehab centre for us is about 300 k's away, and often there are really long queues to get in there to get a bed. So those people don't get the intervention they need and end up becoming repeat clients where they come back, the same issues there, and it's gone unaddressed. The next closest rehab centre is in Brewarrina, and that's about 7 hours away.
And how would you rate the problem of ice in this community? Is it a big problem?
It's a problem. I have worked in other places such as Dubbo and in particular Wellington, where I definitely would say it was much more of a problem. Certainly Broken Hill doesn't compare to those areas. However, there is one unique thing about Broken Hill, and that's that Broken Hill is so remote. And if you are in Dubbo, you do have support services that are closer. But for somewhere so far away as Broken Hill, we just don't have the support services that are needed for our remoteness.
Jalal Razi is a criminal lawyer in Broken Hill. That report from Lindy Kerin.